Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage, where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Whitechuck. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I have a pretty interesting episode on tap. You know, I think sometimes in really in any industry, it's not real estate, it's just business in general. I think when you find some success, it gets really, really, really easy to pat yourself on the back and tell yourself what a great job you've done. So today's episode, I want to talk about all the things that I thought I was right about, but in fact, I was actually wrong. So I'm going to tell you all the mistakes I made, and hopefully, the reason for this, I'm not just beating up on myself here. I'm hoping that if you're listening to this episode, you might be in the same position I am someday, and maybe you'll come back on this, and it'll help you in some ways to make decisions. So, one thing that I thought I was right on, and I definitely wasn't. I always felt like if you worked with your closest friends in business, that was the way to be successful. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes it's easier to build your business with strangers than it is with friends. And depending where you live, it could be even more true. But I think when you're working with friends, people that you've known for a long time, there's sometimes, unfortunately, an element of jealousy that creeps in that just isn't really there when you try to build stuff with strangers. And I can tell you right now, some of the best business relationships that I have are with people that I didn't know growing up. It's people that I just met in the industry or doing whatever it is that I do. And the reason for that is I think sometimes when you work with strangers, you know, you share the same principles as them. You share the same beliefs, the same goals. You know, it's not just you had the same math teacher in middle school, right? So I thought it would be this really simple thing. If you work with people that you're close friends with, it'll make life easier for you. And in fact, that just wasn't the case. Another thing that I was wrong about, you know, when I opened up my brokerage, I don't even know how many it was. I think it was roughly like the first 26 or 27 people that I hired to become realtors at Whitechuck Real Estate never sold a house before. And I did that because I felt like, well, you know, if I build my company with all new realtors and I don't recruit realtors from other companies, people won't do that to me. And boy, was I wrong when it comes to that. It was a huge mistake to try to do it that way. And I'm here to tell you right now, look, don't think that your friends won't do it to you, because they will. And you know, not everybody. Look, truthfully, I started to recruit agents from other companies because it was happening to me all the time. And honestly, I wish I did it sooner. I wish I did it sooner. Some of the best agents I have were people that I recruited on board with us. And, you know, I wish I did it sooner. Now, there are still some people that I'm very good friends with that I don't recruit their agents at all. But there are others that I certainly do. And if you're nice enough to recruit my agents, you know factually that I am now recruiting yours as well. Another thing that I still do this. I think sometimes I'm a little too trusting, especially when it comes to money. You know, what do they say? In God we trust, all others pay cash. There's a reason for that, right? I think people get weird when it comes to money. And I've gotten to a point in my career where, like, if I lend somebody money, I don't lend someone money unless I don't need it back. I learned that the hard way. And I'm telling you now, it's usually the people that you feel that you're friends with, or that you feel that you've done a lot for, that are the ones that, you know, can end up hurting you when it comes to things like that. Now, if you don't pay, you don't play. Those are the rules. I also always felt that if you If you treat people well, that they're going to in turn treat you the same way. And unfortunately in business, that's just not the case. I'm here to tell you right now, and I don't know who it is, but if you're in business, there's probably someone in your circle, I don't know how close or how far out, but there's probably someone in your circle that is in your circle because of what you can do for them. And the minute that they think that you can no longer do that for them, there's a pretty good chance they're going to leave your circle. Now, you know, that sounds like a really pessimistic way to look at it. I know that. And I'm, if anything, I'm an eternal optimist. But, you know, just be careful of who you let in really close to what you're doing. Unfortunately, sometimes the people that you let in the closest are the ones that can hurt you the most. And I think that's something that you just have to be comfortable with, or you have to understand. And here's the other thing too, and I say this all the time. Notice what happens when you're at a table, right? And I say this, if when you leave the table, you become the topic of conversation, you need to run from those people. And you know, if you're sitting at a table and someone leaves and then everyone else at the table starts to talk about that person, and then when that person comes back, they stop, just understand that that same exact thing is happening to you. And those people are toxic, and you have to do whatever you can to get away from people like that. I remember one time I was at a convention, and I had two agents who were in my company. They called me. We were on like a three-way phone call because they had a question, and I had the answer. I gave them the answer, and they must not have liked it. Or at least that's what I think, right? They must not have liked the answer. So they thought they disconnected the phone with me, but I was still there. And then they just proceeded to just crush me in the conversation. Can you believe he said that? Who does he think he is? We don't have to listen to him. He's a beep, 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 beep. And I'm on the phone. I'm going, hello? Hello? Because I could still hear them. And for whatever reason, I don't think they could hear me. So I remember hanging up the phone. I think I sent them a text message that said, hey, before you kill me in your next conversation, make sure you hang up first. And they, oh, no, it wasn't like that. It was definitely like that. It was definitely like that. And sometimes those things, like, look, it can happen, right? So be careful who you let in to your circle. And, you know, as I said, I know this can sometimes sound pessimistic, and I think I am, generally speaking, a very optimistic person. Look, the world isn't always fair. People aren't always nice. But the positive spin that I can put on this is, don't let it change who you are as a person, okay? I've had people come to my company. I've had people leave my company. I've had people say great things about me. I've had people say terrible things about me. And generally speaking, I still think I'm pretty much the same guy. I mean, I believe in what I believe. I try to treat people the best that I can. And I want people to be happy. I want people to be successful. And what I have found is that if that's really who you are, genuinely as a person, if you truly care about other people, sometimes the bad eggs in your business, they actually take care of themselves. And sometimes there is some element to addition by subtraction. And I can't tell you how many people we've attracted because they said, you know, I never wanted to work with this person, or I never wanted to be in this situation, so I didn't do this or I didn't do that. And what I have found through the years is that by being the type of person I am, by helping people as best I can, by treating people with respect, now, almost 10 years later, I feel like my business is just starting to hit its stride. So just some things that I wanted to talk about, some mistakes I made early in my career, and hopefully I have some of those things remedied. I'm sure I'm still doing a lot of things wrong. Maybe that'll be 100 episodes from now will be the follow-up to this. But hang in there, be a good person, Stand with your convictions and you'll find your tribe. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.